Well, they had to write an essay to get an invitation to the dinner, but 20 Calgary students had a chance to sit down at a rather intimate gathering with Jacques Parizeau, the former Quebec premier. We'll talk to two of them in this half hour of The Eye-Opener. Last night, 10 students, 5 from Mount Royal College and 5 from the University of Calgary, sat down to dinner with the former premier of Quebec, Jacques Parizeau. The students entered a contest to win a place at the table. They each had to give a reason why they'd want to meet Parizeau and then write a short essay on what they'd say to him if they did indeed get to spend an hour or so with the man. A couple of those students joined me in the studio this morning. From Mount Royal College, we have Jeremy Hexham, and from the University of Calgary, Ben Gabriel. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
What was dinner like, Jeremy?
Incredible. Just the actually being able to meet Mr. Parizeau was just an amazing experience, because he's such a powerful man. He has such a presence when he first walked into the room. It was just amazing.
Ben, what were your impressions?
I think it was a great perspective on an important figure in Canadian unity debate, and it was a chance to see different slices of his life instead of just what you see on the media, just the certain images that and the connotations that come to you. You know, before the dinner, I had certain perspectives of what I would think of him, you know, a demagogue walking in there. Would I, you know, what would his table manners be? And to see those private things and talk to him in person about his views.
So how did your impression of him change, having actually met him?
Well, you know, there's more to the unity debate than the little slices that we hear on the media or what we're supposed to think. And you realize passion goes both ways, in both for us Canadians and our unity and Quebec sovereignty and their separation views. And it's absolutely fantastic to know that those elements are missing.
Jeremy, at the same time, he doesn't lead the BQ, the PQ, or the province of Quebec. He is a private citizen. So why did you want to meet him?
I think from the late 80s and the early 90s, there have been three people in the Canadian political scene that have made a real impact. Of course, from the West, there'd be Preston Manning. Then there's Lucien Bouchard. And Jacques Parizeau is one of those major players, because he, late 80s, early 90s, he made an impact. He was premier of Quebec. This country almost came to broke up because of him. And he still has views on the matter.
What did you want to talk to him about, Ben?
Well, by virtue of being one of the organizers from the Students' Union, I would have met him, but I thought it would have been a nicer way of getting students to interact with him and get to hear his viewpoints. And one of the reasons I went was more as a facilitator.
So you didn't get a chance to sort of wade in there with some of the questions?
Yeah, I did, and actually, because I spent the whole day with him. Took him to a couple of lectures where he lectured a class at the university, an MBA course. And as such, I got to see him in different facets all day long, where he is a teacher in a classroom setting and also a dinner guest, or very relaxed, you know, flowing freely with the students and interacting. And I'm going to tell you, like, the students there didn't hold back.
Yeah. He sounded, in his public lecture, he sounded quite professorial. I think we forget this man is, you know, an economist from the Sorbonne, that sort of thing. Jeremy, what did you want to talk to Parizeau about, and did you get a chance to do that?
Yeah, I wanted to actually, my interest was not in the national unity perspective, but how he got involved in politics and why he got involved in politics. Was it that he thought he could make a difference? Was he pressured into it? If you look at Ralph Klein, he got into politics running for mayor because he was a journalist and he thought he'd add some spice to the campaign. With Parizeau, he felt that the only way he could make a difference was by running, and that he actually can't stand politics or politicians. And I thought that was interesting that he got into it to make a difference. And as soon as he lost, well, that was it. His career in politics was over. There were other things for him to go on to.
Did the whole idea, he had some comments to say about the organizations that worked against him in the referendum, particularly the Greek-Canadian Council, the Jewish Congress, the Italian Congress. He had some harsh things to say about them. Did that come up at the dinner?
Yeah, I mean, he was taken on that, because the way with the selection, we had a cross-section of students. So we had a Native student, a First Nations student. We had, female students. We had ethnic minority students. So it was quite a heated question during dinner. And he didn't back away from it. And you realize there's more to his explanation than what you hear, just that one part. And he does stand behind what he says.
So is he a racist?
I wouldn't go as far as say as a racist, because myself being a minority, you know, I had those viewpoints of how would I interact with this person that I'm helping bring to the university to talk about these matters. And he believes his viewpoints. But I wouldn't necessarily say, go ahead and say he is a racist.
After, so what did you come away with, Jeremy, having met this? Because I mean, certainly you're right, there is an influence on the Canadian political scene. He certainly has been. Whether or not he's a spent force is a whole other debate. But what did you come away with after dinner?
I came away with the understanding of what he's really like. We hear on the media, we get these 30-second soundbite clips, and then all of a sudden the newspapers talk about these 30-second soundbite clips, and people write commentaries on them. Mm. Actually being able to sit there and actually talk to him and find out what his definition of things were. I mean, on a referendum, right, he said it was the ethnics and the minorities who cost him the vote. Well, at dinner last night, we were able to find out what he meant by ethnics. And he was referring to ethnics as all Canadians outside of Quebec. if you're an ethnic.
We're all ethnics.
Yeah.
Ben, and we're all part of the club.
Every one of us, right? So,
and it was the whole thing was that he said it was money and ethnics. Well, the money was that whole, that afternoon of love. He called it the summer afternoon
of
love.
Yeah, the summer of love.
Summer of love, to go in there when all the people met in Montreal. And he said, well, we have strict laws on how much money you can spend. And these people came in from outside Canada and forgot about our laws, our cultures, to do this. And that was the money. It was the ethnics, the Canadians, and the money of the big organizations.
Ben, did you get an idea? I mentioned Parizeau as a spent force, and that's a debate still to come. Is it your impression he's really walked away from politics, or will he remain a force to be reckoned with as we head for the next referendum?
I think Mr. Parizeau will remain a force as long as he's around, by the virtue of the fact that he is a very intelligent person. And I think for me as a proud Canadian, that is the sad part of it, is that there is a person who believes passionately about his cause as a Quebecer. And whether we agree with him or not, there should be some valid methods of arguing with him on a valid reasons, instead of rejecting him just from passion, because he has passion. And I think seeing him travel around and lecturing to people who might be willing to listen to him, and his target audience now is university professors, university students, the next group of generation. So the debate is not out there. I believe our government should come up with some really valid solutions to the unity issue, instead of letting the common people debate it from a passion point of view.
But at the same time, Jeremy, did you get the impression that no deal we could come up with would be good enough? Jacques Parizeau wants a separate country.
Oh, definitely. There's nothing we could do. He wants out, and that's the end all of it. I want out, and that's it.
Interesting dinner companion. I'm envious of the two of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Jeremy Hexham and Ben Gabriel, two of the Calgary post-secondary students, 2 out of 10, who had a chance to have dinner with the former Quebec Premier Jacques Parizeau last night.